This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is more to talk about economy-wise than just jobs, of course, on this Friday. That is where, though, we are going to start our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. For that, Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal and Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government are in our studios in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, Neela, two-word answer, maybe three if you really need it, this jobs report. How do you feel about it?
Underwhelming. Is that two words?
Okay. All right. No, that was really good. That was because most people can't actually do that. All right, Sudeep, two words, maybe three, same question.
I'll give you one. Sad.
Really? Sad?
I'm just sad, yes.
Sad seems more grim than underwhelming.
It is sad because we've gone through so much, we've seen so much excitement about what could have been a stronger recovery in 2014. Yeah. We had all of these expectations of stronger economic growth, consumers going out and spending more, businesses finally putting all that cash to good use. And what we're seeing is the labor market that we've had for the last 3 or 4 years, and perhaps even worse than what we've had for the last 3 or 4 years. And it's possible that this could just be a blip. We're going to come out of it. But it doesn't give us the upturn, the big, exciting move forward that we've all been waiting for.
Neela, do you believe this is a blip, that it's just a lousy blip and that it's going to get better?
Kai, I have to answer that with a question. What is it called when you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result?
Insanity,
that's kind of what I think this economy is doing. We keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a momentum in hiring. And yet we haven't seen a sustained momentum in hiring. Every now and then we'll get two solid months in a row and then we revert back to this pattern.
Right.
And so unless there's some kind of trigger, I don't think that the economy is going to correct itself. And the Fed is now out of the recovery full force stimulus business for the jobs market.
Well, right, exactly. So let's talk about that, Sudeep. The Federal Reserve is, as we all know, tapering off its quantitative easing program, its bond buying and stimulus program. Do you think yet another weak jobs report will convince Janet Yellen to back off the taper, taper the taper, if I may coin a phrase?
If we get more disappointing jobs reports and, more importantly, other weak economic data to suggest that the second half of 2013 was more fluke than real, then it's certainly within the realm of possibility that Janet Yellen could do something as soon as March. But you're really going to have to see things fall apart in some much bigger way. The Fed went through all of this angst throughout last year. We had to deal with this taper question the entire time. How do we start now to stop the taper and then go through that again and wonder whether the recovery will fall apart if the Fed isn't in there buying bonds?
Right. And let's be clear, if Janet Yellen decides she has to do something, then things have gotten really bad, right? We absolutely don't want that, right?
It definitely sends that signal to the markets.
Neela, one more thing on this, and then I want to move on to a couple of other things. Do you suppose this jobs report and the others that have been equally lousy will convince Congress to change its mind on long-term unemployment benefits? They were cut off on the 28th of December. Now 1.6 million people out of work losing those benefits. What do you think?
Well, if they don't change their mind, there are 5 million people who will lose benefits this year. So this is a critical question that they'll have to answer. I hope that they are reading the data just like the Fed is and making decisions based on data and not partisan politics.
All right. Fair enough. Sudeep, last question to you. It is arguably the corporate story of the week. The new Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, was announced, Monday, Tuesday? I don't know. I've been traveling. Can he take that company where it needs to be in sort of the new economy, the Web 2.0 economy, the digital economy?
It's certainly possible. Microsoft became what it was, such an important, iconic company, by really pushing hard on innovation, changing how technology is in all of our lives. Figuring out how to be a mobile-based company, a cloud-based company, is a much different challenge. How they do that is the top of his list, and he has said that this week. But we look at the corporate landscape, you can see all sorts of companies that reshaped society and then stopped being on the corporate landscape and handed off to other innovative companies. So it's not entirely clear whether he's going to be able to pull it off with a company that large already.
Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal and Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Have a good weekend.